Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares.
Dick, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Dick comes in from time to time and talks with us about one of the agencies in particular that Commerce Community Cares helps with and helps provide funding to that organization. So you have a guest with you this morning.
I do. I'm very proud to have with me Reagan Reed, who is associated with the Boys and Girls Club here in town. This is one of the agencies that Commerce Community Cares funds, and she's here to kind of speak to you about how your donations help her in a community with the youth this town.
Reagan, good morning.
Good morning.
You look very young.
I am.
No offense.
No, it's all right. No,
you are a college student here at A&M Commerce.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And your major is?
Journalism with a focus in public relations.
I see. So you along with another college student, you're running the show out there every afternoon.
Yes, sir. Me and Ashley Dupuy were the co-site directors.
How did you get into this line of work?
Actually, my first week here in Commerce, my freshman semester, I saw a job posting from the former site director asking for anyone who's interested to come in, maybe work in the gym. And then I found myself going to an interview before my first day of classes. I was hired, and then I started working there. And then the next semester, I was the assistant site director. And something interesting is I actually left last semester. I was studying abroad in France, came back, and became one of the co-site directors.
Hmm.
So it's been an interesting process, but it's been insanely rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Good. So you were telling me before we got started here how many kids you have out there on a daily basis, and I was pretty impressed with the number of kids you have.
Mm-hmm. Our average daily attendance is up to around 120 kids a day, and we have over 300 registered members, which is actually 20% of the kids in the entire school district.
My goodness, but on any given day, about 120
right
out
mm-hmm.
there. And your operating hours are what?
The club runs as soon as school gets out, so from 3:30 to 6:30, but the staff is up there at 2:30 every day.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Reagan Reed. She is the co-director of the Commerce Boys and Girls Club, and we should say, I don't know that we have said, you all meet at A.C. Williams Elementary every
yes,
day.
Yes, that's right.
Right? So would you say most of the kids are in that age bracket, that third grade to fifth grade bracket?
No, actually, I think we have a pretty even range. Our club members range from about 4 to 14. We actually have over 30 middle school students who attend also. So,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty evenly divided.
Talk about the activities that they are involved in every day.
Well, our week is set on a weekly rotation to ensure that every kid goes to every program area at least once a week. We offer programs in health, education, career exploration, art, sport, fitness, recreation. We offer all of those as our core program areas, and then we're also offering programs such as Smart Moves and Smart Girls and Healthy Habits, which are really catering more towards their character development more than anything.
Mm-hmm. So you're not just rolling out a basketball or two every afternoon?
No, definitely not.
Right? Just let them run wild. You have a very organized program.
Yes, sir, we do.
Yeah. One thing we were talking before the microphones went on that I thought was very interesting is that you say that you have kids that go through this program, then they get up to high school age, and then they come back and they work with you as volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. Normally, our cutoff age is typically around 14, but we have kids who want to come back, and so we find any way we can to bring them back, whether as junior staff or volunteers. In a few cases, they've submitted applications to be part-time employees, so they try to maintain those relationships as long as they can, and we do everything possible to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Are there any particular incidents that you've become aware of since you've been in this job that you think kind of are an example of what Boys and Girls Club mean to Commerce?
Definitely. Honestly, there are instances like that every single day. Mm-hmm. The staff kind of goes in the office and regroups after the end of the day. And I don't think there's been a single day where someone hasn't made some kind of progress or an impact in one of the kids' lives. Personally, I had a girl. I run the Smart Girls program, which is catered more towards the older female members of the club.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one club member approach me after one of our sessions, and she was like, I didn't know any of this information. And she was like, I didn't know what the word confidence meant until now.
Hmm.
And she was like, can you tell me more about it? Like, how did you get it? Like, where do I get it? Where do I get confidence? And
wow.
So our program that program and so many more for some of these kids. They're hearing about things for the very first time. And so we're able to make that mentor-mentee relationship and really make an impact with these kids.
Yeah, great. Dick, what do you think?
It just blows me away. Those types of stories really make me mighty, awfully proud of our community that supports organizations like this and through the Commerce Community Cares. And those that haven't had a chance to donate, we would still appreciate your donation and you drop those off at the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm. Dick? And Reagan, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares and Reagan Reed with the Commerce Boys and Girls Club. And you're starting the Big with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.